Okay, we're going to call this meeting to order for the SHAC committee. It is November the 29th and it is 6:34 p.m. Our meeting is going to be covering the wellness plan from 2022 and any revisions that we might need to include for the new school year, along with
the summer feeding.
Okay. What is it called again? What is it?
It's a summer food program. We had signed a waiver to not serve summer meals because the students can go to early and get meals or Brownwood.
Mm-hmm.
We decided not to do the waiver because it's too hard for kids to get here, have transportation to come pick their meals up.
Okay. So we've signed that and that's all been approved?
Yes.
Okay.
School board approved it.
Okay. We have that. Let's see. Okay, we'll just start with the wellness plan. We'll just go through what we have last year. So number one, establish age-appropriate guidelines for food and beverages at classroom parties or school celebrations. So do we have that in place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are adhering to the USDA TDA requirements and guidelines for reimbursable school meals. We communicate the age-appropriate USDA TDA guidelines for food and beverages for classroom parties or school celebrations to teachers and parents. And April Chambers is responsible for that. And we do that through squaremills.org?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then let's go to number two, provide teachers with education and guidelines on the use of food as a reward in the classroom. So that is my responsibility as a school nurse, Summer Byrne. The school nurse provides education on nutrition, smart snack, nutrition training. The resources that we plan to use are through Square Mills as well. And then www.regulations.org. And we'll continue that. I'm probably going to look into maybe some new resources on that and see what we can find on there.
I also have some stuff to get hand out to the students to send home to parents for healthy snacks.
Okay, and that's through the USDA?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I can do that. And then I just have this first, just a little thing about healthy meals for students that
okay.
we're going to send home to elementary.
So what are we thinking we want to send out to the students? Like, how often do we want to do it? It has to be something that's done continuous. So are we thinking like weekly, monthly? How are we, seasonal?
This
like?
Seems like it's the same thing as it was last year. So I would think this stuff would be like just once a year.
Once a year, just send that out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
And I can send it like the week before Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, the kids are at home that week.
Okay.
So
yeah.
We can submit
them. We might be able to do it once a semester. I don't know.
Yeah, you could do it right before Christmas and then right before
summer.
Summer.
That'd be really smart because then that maybe, and we can send home activities and food ideas for them to do over the summer.
Put it in there at the end of the year packet
yeah.
where they put their
report
card.
That's a good idea. It's a really good idea. Okay. Number three. Am I going too fast?
No.
Okay.
Because I'll just get a copy of that from you.
Okay. Establish guidelines for school-sponsored fundraising activities that involve serving or selling food. This is according to the CO legal, which is selling items can take place 30 minutes after last school bell unless an exempt day. So this is the responsibility falls on the campus administration for this and the resources through the MAISD online board policies. So we're going to leave that as is, right?
Yes.
Okay. The fundraising we send home with the students, and that's not involved during, like, the day.
Right. Well, on elementary campus. So
yeah.
High
same for high school.
Okay. Number five, review menu review menus for changes that can be made to promote students' interest in making healthy food choices. So we are going to review and add menu items that will increase students' interest in healthy food choices.
And we did that this year.
Okay.
We added for pre-K through 12th grade, they can get a PBJ mm-hmm. or the menu. Mm-hmm. And then 7 through 12, they could get a salad.
Okay, so we're offering more options, and that's daily.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a few days we don't do that, like when we did our Thanksgiving meal, we didn't. We just offered that.
Mm-hmm.
And then those 2 days before we get out at Christmas, that's early release, mm-hmm. we're not going to do salads mm-hmm. those 2 days. We're going to just do the PBJ in the lunch menu on Thursday and just PBJ and ham and cheese sandwich on Friday.
Okay. That sounds good. And then we have goals for nutrition education. So this starts over. So this is number one. Students will receive nutrition education that fosters the adoption and maintenance of healthy eating behaviors. Lunchroom posters highlight the balanced choice options. So do we still have those up? Okay.
The ones we have right now are up by the cashier.
Okay.
I have posters
put up. It's okay. So we have those up year round. So we're highlighting the balanced choice options every day. And then we have number two, and I have nothing on here. It says nutrition education will be a district-wide priority and shall be integrated into other areas of curriculum as appropriate. So other areas of curriculum. I mean, that could be If we're sending these out, I mean, we could do that district-wide, and that would cover that.
Mm-hmm. Because I do have some stuff for middle school and high school
So we're going to send out nutritional education with the students from the USDA, and that will cover us for the year.
What did it say about putting it in the curriculum?
Oh, it is in the curriculum. As appropriate. So I don't know how we would integrate.
So in our livestock production and in our culinary arts class, we uh-huh. talk about portions and calories and fat content and all everything like that. So it is
okay.
It part of our curriculum as well.
So we'll update that and we'll put that into there as well.
Don't we have days too where like we'll show them how to wash their hands
mm-hmm.
or, you know, like, mm-hmm. is that a part mm-hmm. of that too? Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll fall under...
That's just food, though.
Yeah, this is nutrition, but maybe like lifestyle mm-hmm. choices and stuff like that, we can put that under there.
What number is that we need to add that?
Number two, under goals for nutrition education.
Everyone that takes culinary arts class also has their food handler's license.
Oh, wow. So.
I'm sorry, it was goals what?
For nutrition education. That's really impressive.
Yeah, Miss Norville.
And you said they get their
food handlers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And our special ed class that does treats on Fridays.
Mm-hmm. We really have a lot of options that just get overlooked. Like, mm-hmm. you know, some of the stuff I didn't even realize we had. It's impressive.
We said the proportion and all that was in the culinary class too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As well as livestock production. They do from the field to the plate curriculum with the county agent.
Okay.
AgriLife Extension agent.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, so number three says staff responsible for nutrition education will be adequately prepared and shall participate in professional development activities to effectively deliver the program as planned. Now, this says that it is the school nurse that provides that training and the campus administration. I feel like that's more the cafeteria manager, is it not? Staff responsible for nutrition education will be adequately prepared and shall participate in professional development activities to effectively deliver the program as planned. I'm not sure.
Well, you go to training in the summer at the service center.
This says resources would be Square Meals and Smart Snack training.
I have some stuff for Smart Snacks.
In there. That we're going to be sending out? Okay.
But that's for really for staff, though.
I know, but I'm not sure what it's meaning.
I mean, we do for the cafeteria staff.
Yeah, I don't know that any other staff would need that training.
I don't either. Now, some of the aides that work in the cafeteria helping the kids, they have their civil rights training.
I had to do that, too.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, anybody that, like, has something to do with food, like,
any handling
of it to a student, you're supposed to have it.
Yeah, we did that this summer, didn't we?
So, yes.
Yeah.
So what would we put under that?
So administration does do the training, mm-hmm. as well as staff.
Okay.
So you can put civil rights training in there and the Square Meals that y'all do, cafeteria does.
Okay.
That's number three?
Mm-hmm.
Now, did we already do that last year? Is that what that, did you print that out?
Yes, this is last year's. Do you
want to
see it?
So, no, maybe it's just what we had last year. So, do we have anything?
I don't know what education I would provide on nutrition.
Oh, okay.
Is what I'm trying to understand.
Civil rights and the, because anybody can go on squaremeals.org and look up anything. You don't have to.
Because, I mean, I can provide, like, nutritional education, but as far as, like, preparing and all that, I don't.
I wouldn't think
that would be the school nurse.
Well, I don't even know why we would even do that.
I don't know. Okay, let's go to number four. That one's a little confusing to me. The food service staff, teachers, and other school personnel will coordinate the promotion of nutrition messages in the cafeteria, the classroom, and other appropriate settings. And then we have posters will be put up in the cafeteria and other areas of the school that encourage an active lifestyle. So I think, well, this is just talking about nutrition, so we already have the balanced choice option.
And we have some more posters to put up, so we'll get those.
Okay. Okay, and then we have goals for physical activity. Number one, the district will provide an environment that fosters safe and enjoyable fitness activities for all students, including those who are not participating in competitive sports. So we have K-5, vigorous physical activities is required for 135 minutes per week. And then 6-8, we have 225 minutes for every 2 week period. And then 9-12 is required to have 1 year during high school, and then the track is open at all times for any student to use. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to continue to stay that way. Physical education classes will regularly emphasize number two. Sorry. Physical education classes will regularly emphasize moderate to vigorous activities. And then we have the same things listed under as we did for number one. Number three, the district shall encourage teachers to integrate physical activities into the academic curriculum when appropriate. And then this one says the school nurse will provide teachers with education on encouraging physical activity in classroom. It says the resource that we used last year were Square Meals and Play 360. I haven't looked at those yet. I did find another website, and it was called Action for Healthy Kids. And they had a lot of really interesting programs. They have one that I really wanted to start tomorrow for December. It's called 12 Days of Fitness. And it's like, so the first day, so which would be tomorrow, it's just like it's called hold the tree pose. So it's like a kid-friendly yoga pose, and you would do that for 30 seconds, five times throughout the day. You could do it just once, you could do it up to five, however the teacher wanted to do it. But I thought we could do one of these I could print these out for the teachers and then just include one of them every day. And then our last day would be our full 12 days. So that would give something for this season anyway. And then they have lots of stuff that we can also send home for them to be active over the holidays and options for summer. And they have a really good program. They even have, I was gonna share it with some of the link to with some of the teachers, because they have little videos for when the kids get restless or they wanna do something, because it's gonna be cold. And it has like little videos for them to follow along and do like a little dance or something like that.
That'd be good.
I thought it was really cute. Okay, so that will cover that. And then it says, before school and after school, physical activity programs will be offered and students shall be encouraged to participate. We have a ton of youth leagues. We have football, cheerleading, baseball, basketball, PIPs. Are we doing PIPs this year?
No.
No? Okay, so we'll take that off. We still are doing basketball though. Uh-huh. So we pass out the registration forms, we hang posters, we post the information on the school website, Facebook, and coaches of these activities include teachers and parents. So the responsible parties are the community, parents, and staff. We have that very well covered. Number five, teachers and other school staff will receive training to promote. The teachers are encouraged to participate in Walk Across Texas. We've done that. We finished. Did everybody enter theirs in?
No,
I did.
Okay. Get mine in. Well, we did that for the fall.
It doesn't let me.
Enter yours?
No, it says I'm past my, because I didn't enter mine the whole month.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't.
Just split 10 it days. Up. Just split it
yeah,
up. Add up all your miles and just split it up.
Oh.
In the 10 days. Or you could just add them all and do it on one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
no,
okay.
Well, I tried that. You can only do like 10 yeah. or 15, I can't remember.
Yeah, in a day. Okay. Just like split it up between the 10 days or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and then make sure y'all do your little certificate deal. And I think, I don't know which team's ahead right now. But we had a great turnout.
We did. Mm-hmm.
I think there were only like two that were unable to participate out of the whole, like out of the entire staff. I was very impressed. And then we'll do that again in the spring when we come back. So that is covered. And then let's see. Seven, the district will encourage students, parents, staff, and community members to use the district recreational facilities that are available outside the school days. This says the track in the old gym, but I believe the old gym is going to be closed off now, right?
It is, except it'll still be open to like our youth practices and stuff like that.
Okay. So we might just like modify that mm-hmm. the way that's written. The track will stay open though, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then goals for school-based activities. Sufficient time shall be allowed for students to eat meals in the lunchroom facility that are clean, safe, and comfortable. So the students, do they still have 30 minutes for meals? Okay, so that's good, that's covered. And then number two, wellness for students and their families will be prompted at suitable school activities. No, it is promoted. So May ISD sponsored blood drives, we did not do that, and we did not do the fluid clinic. So we're gonna have to figure out school activities, students, and
the blood drive, they call me like once a month to try to do that. So
mm-hmm. we do blood drives like maybe once or twice a year.
I know we did them once a year at least. I don't know.
So maybe we could still do one. I mean,
yeah, I was talking to the Brownwood Health Department and they were offering a lot of things to come out and do. So I'll get with them and I'll figure out. We'll do at least one blood drive for sure this year.
Avenue Dental or somebody used to come out and mm-hmm. give toothbrushes and stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
and
I have all of that stuff.
Wasn't it Smile Doctors?
Maybe it was
Smile Doctors.
Did. So maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
They came out and talked to all of the mm-hmm. kids.
So what age group did they do the whole elementary?
Uh-huh. Well, okay. No.
I think they did.
I think they just did
like kinder through
kinder
second
through
or
second.
Something.
Yeah.
I
okay.
But that's still quite a few kids.
And you said Smile Doctors?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Smile Doctors did, yeah.
Okay, I'll put that in my notes to call them out and see if they're able to do that. So that covers the wellness plan that I have from last year. Does anybody have anything else they want to add? Mm-mm. No? Any ideas? No? Any suggestions? No? Okay. I'm going to go over the audit information that, like, on my own time and just make sure that we have everything covered, because I think there's some stuff that was not in place or partially in place that I feel like we could probably update that to be in place. And then I think that's all I have. Everybody else is good?
And then I think when the wellness policy thing is updated, mm-hmm. it has to go to the school board to be approved.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
Okay. Okay. So we'll try to get that done. It'll probably be like, we might have it written up by Christmas break, like when we're about to be off, and hopefully by the time we get back,
January.
Yeah,
I
we'll have it good.
I typed most of it up for her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I think you might just go and edit.
I think so. Instead. I'll look for that tomorrow and see.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank y'all. I'm going to turn the recording off. Do I need to do anything else?
Just say the meeting is adjourned.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned.